Hello, and welcome to the series, Things Every Christian Should Know at Kenneth Copeland Ministries Believers Academy. My name is Stephanie, and we're talking about the future. The title of this lesson is The Second Coming of Christ. What will the end of the world be like? Will there be a worldwide explosion and the earth disintegrate into a cloud of dust? Is there a difference between the end of the world and the end of the earth? Let's see what God's Word says. Christians all over the world anticipate the coming of the Lord with excitement. Jesus referred to this event in Matthew 24:31, and he will send out his angels with a mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Just imagine, we will leave this earth and go to heaven without having to go through physical death. No more sickness, no more trouble, everything perfect forever. Jesus told us in Matthew 24:36 that no one knows when he will return except his Father in heaven, but we are to be ready and watchful, for it could be at any time. There will be a time when Jesus returns to the earth to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This event is called the Second Coming of Christ. The Bible tells us in Matthew 25:31 that Jesus said there will be an end to human government and man's way of doing things. The people who please Jesus will be the ones mentioned in Matthew 25:34-36. People who fed and clothed those in need, cared for the sick, and visited those in prison in Jesus' name. Angels gave some insight to the disciples right after Jesus' miraculous ascension into the sky. Acts 1, 9-11 says, Jesus was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into the heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go. In Matthew 24:30, Jesus himself said he would return. So what's the holdup? What are we waiting for? 2 Peter 3:9 reminds us that Jesus is giving people every opportunity to be born again before he returns. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Be aware that before Jesus returns, there will be great trouble in the earth because the devil is trying to set up his own kingdom and replace God. Go ahead and read the back of the book. Revelation 19:11 through 16 gives us a detailed account of how Jesus will come to the earth and war victoriously against his enemy. Jesus wins, and we win with him. The Lord Jesus Christ will return, and we declare, Come, Lord Jesus. We look forward to our future with Jesus Christ, yet we live in this world as believers doing what Jesus wants us to do, helping those in need and sharing the good news of salvation. Wow, we have a great future ahead. Well, we're wrapping up this lesson, the second coming of Christ. What's next? Make a list of things you want to tell your relatives and friends about the future. Look for opportunities to feed and clothe those in need, care for the sick, and visit those in prison, all in the name of Jesus. Add to your daily confession, Revelation 22:20, Come, Lord Jesus. Come back soon as we are continually adding more teachings. See you soon, and remember, Jesus is Lord.